you could be driving out of the high school parking lot in your dream car. All students like to fantasize about this ultimate dream. This project involves students actually trying to buy their fantasy car. They have to research prices on the internet first. Then they do the math, factoring in the tax, the interest rate, the total loan, and finally the monthly payment. Their grades determine whether they can afford it or not, which they usually can't since $500 a month is the limit for somebody that's getting an A in the class. This means they need to use a spreadsheet to easily crunch the numbers, changing several factors to lower the monthly payment, which this includes the number of years of the loan, the interest rate, and just simply less options. Finally, they create a HyperStudio commercial showing off their dream car. Let's take a look at a couple of them.
This is my project, and we'll start with the title page. This is my dream car, a Corvette, and it's right there, the blue one, and it's by Tyler Allen. I did my research, and the first car I wanted was the car I picked for the project. The car I chose was a 2002 model Corvette. I chose it straight from Chevy.com, where I found the price of my car. With this, I could start my calculations. I thought my calculations were a little high when I had done the math and concluded that I would have to pay $1,450.87 for 5 years. So I put the same information into a spreadsheet to see if I could lower the price without doing all the math. My base price started out at $49,910. I did all the math, and for 120 months I would pay $997.37. Overall, the price for my car was $997.37 for 10 years. I couldn't get the price of the car much lower because the original base price was too high.
This is my dream car, the Mercedes-Benz C320. And the price ranges from anywhere from $35,000 to $45,000. These are the calculations that I made, and I found out that I would have to pay $1,074 a month for 5 years to pay for this car. This is the spreadsheet that I made. So in conclusion, I cannot afford to buy this car because it costs too much money. But there's some things that I can do to change the price of this car. I could change the number of year of loans, I could buy a cheaper car, or I could buy a car in a state that doesn't have sales tax.
So come on down, y'all, to Hensley's House of Hot Deals and Hot Cars and try my spreadsheet to make a lower monthly payment for you. And I can get you a car just like this.